We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, optimistic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Rwanda pledges to prioritize safeguarding the environment. In community news, a young Brazilian woman serves underprivileged citizens through microcredit. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 26th, is Union Day in Tanzania, commemorating the merging of Tanganyika and Zanzibar in 1964. Adjacent to the Indian Ocean between Kenya and Mozambique, Tanzania is a diverse land with over 120 indigenous African peoples. Inhabitants of the area have been traced to as early as 5000 BCE. Spectacular natural areas include Mount Kilimanjaro in Kilimanjaro National Park, the highest point in Africa. It is also one of the largest volcanoes in the world. The 1.5 million hectare Serengeti National Park is home to the remarkable annual migration of immense numbers of herbivores, including wildebeests, zebras, and gazelles. Both the Kilimanjaro and Serengeti National Parks are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. We wish all the kind people of Tanzania a splendid Union Day.
Flying news. Rains inundate Brazil. At least 12 people have perished from heavy floods and landslides caused by prolonged torrential rains in the southern part of the country. The town of Igrejinha was especially hard hit, with firefighters and paramedics rescuing 20 people from buried homes.
According to civil defense officials, nearly 36,500 people across 10 cities have been affected by the rains in recent days, with some 100,000 residents most recently rendered without power and thousands left homeless due to the floods. Brazilian officials declared a state of emergency in 7 cities throughout the state of Rio Grande do Sul.
With her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is necessary and to go if possible, saying that emergency funds of $25,000 in aid are also available for the most desperately in need, with all her love and sorrowful prayers for their wellness and recovery. This amount could acquire $108,000 in goods if purchased in the United States, based on Brazil's cost of living. Our appreciation for the Brazilian personnel working to ensure the safety of those in the affected regions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support.
May such disasters lessen as we strive for greater harmony with nature to benefit our ecosphere.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan, wishing to avoid in future the disastrous consequences that followed the March 11th earthquake and tsunami in Japan. The government is setting up a panel to improve its existing disaster preparedness policy. Some of the most recently discovered disaster effects are 78% barren farmlands in the city of Sendai, Miyagi Prefecture, due to saturation with ocean waters that raised salinity levels too high for planting this year, with even more acreage found affected in additional testing. For those fields still tillable, the planting of rice is expected to begin at the earliest in late May, a month later than usual.
Meanwhile, on Monday, April 25th, the main railway line connecting the capital Tokyo with Sendai resumed operation. Also that day, a third intensive search operation began for finding 12,000 people still listed as missing and an unknown number of others unaccounted for, aside from the more than 14,200 fatalities already confirmed by the National Police Agency. The two-day mission is being carried out by 25,000 rescuers from Japan's Self-Defense Force, or SDF, along with members of the US military, Japanese police, and others, aided by 90 aircraft and 50 ships. Their search will take them inland, on the coasts, and offshore of the worst-hit Iwate, Miyagi, and Fukushima prefectures, including areas not yet covered by previous operations within 30 kilometers of the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant.
In the 20-kilometer radius around the facility, which has now been deemed a no-entry zone, some 4,000 cattle, 30,000 pigs, 630,000 chickens, and 100 horses tragically had to be abandoned, with many having already perished or who are facing starvation. 6 Fukushima officials, including veterinarians, entered the area on Monday in an effort to humanely kill the still-alive animals and disinfect the bodies of those already perished.
At the Fukushima Nuclear Complex, operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, is closely monitoring the spent fuel pool of damaged reactor number 4, where temperatures had climbed from 66 degrees Celsius on Saturday to 81 degrees Sunday evening, despite water being pumped in for cooling. As strong aftershocks continue in the region, the company is also considering a structural reinforcement of the reactor to protect it from damage, as this reactor stores 1,535 fuel rods, the most at the facility. Workers were also rewiring the power supply at the plant to prevent future blackouts and ensure that the cooling of the reactors would continue even if hit by another strong quake or tsunami.
Meanwhile, after radiation levels at 5 recreational parks in Fukushima were found to be at or above the safety limit of 3.8 microsieverts per hour, the prefectural government for the first time imposed a limit on their use to 1 hour per day. On Sunday, an estimated 4,500 protesters peacefully marched the streets of central Tokyo, calling for the suspension of all nuclear energy generation in the country.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, personnel and workers, for your diligent endeavors. Let us quickly turn to kinder lifestyles to minimize such events and protect both human and animals' lives on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out as people seek ways to achieve non-violent change, demanding social and political reforms for the good of themselves and fellow citizens. Peaceful protests continue in countries such as Bahrain, China, Iraq, Libya, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen.
After truck drivers in China stopped work last Wednesday, April 20th, calling for lower fuel prices and other fees, leaders in Shanghai introduced measures to address their concerns, including reducing some fees and removing others.
Although Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki stated there were no plans to extend U.S. military presence beyond a scheduled withdrawal date of December 2011, thousands of Iraqis rallied in Mosul on Sunday to demand that this not even be considered, while also calling for the release of detainees and government reforms, stating they do not accept corrupt officials and regret voting for them.
Pakistani citizens blocked the movement of North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO supply trucks in protest of unmanned planes being used as weapons by the U.S. government, stating that they would continue their efforts until the U.S. stopped killing innocent people. In Saudi Arabia, a group of women attempted to register to vote in upcoming elections, despite the government's ban on their participation.
Despite the Syrian government having lifted a long-standing emergency law last week, human rights groups stated that security forces have been raiding people's homes and arresting those connected to protests across the country. Moreover, on Friday, a record number of citizens were killed when government forces opened fire on unarmed activists. A group of prominent judges and lawyers comprising the International Committee of Jurists called for those ordering and carrying out the attacks to be held criminally accountable.
Meanwhile, Australia began advising citizens against travelling to Syria, as Canada advised citizens to leave, and the UK's Foreign Office recommended that all nationals leave the country while commercial flights are still available.
As we are deeply saddened by the suffering and loss of life, we are also heartened by areas of emerging calm, and we pray for an end to all unrest as people across the globe decide to live together in security, dignity, and peace.
Calm urged in Thailand-Cambodia conflict. Several days of clashes starting Friday, April 22, regarding rights to ancient temples in the region have resulted in the deaths of 12 soldiers, as thousands of villagers were also forced from their homes to escape the weapons range. With border disputes that have been intermittent since 2008, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for immediate measures from both countries to provide an effective ceasefire, while Thailand's foreign minister on Monday requested one-on-one talks with Cambodia to ease the tensions. Our sympathies for the loved ones of those who perished, as we convey our thanks for all efforts toward peaceful reconciliation, wishing for soon stability and cordial relations among all the noble Cambodian and Thai people.
Sri Satya Sai Baba remembered, the much-revered Indian spiritual teacher departed from this world on April 24th at the age of 86. Known for his advocacy of compassion and a more elevated existence through vegetarianism, the spiritual leader also advocated refraining from alcohol and smoking. Vegetarian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said in a statement, Sri Satya Sai Baba was a spiritual leader who inspired millions to lead a moral and meaningful life, even as they followed the religion of their choice. The nation deeply mourns his passing away. Our heartfelt condolences to the followers and admirers of Sri Satya Sai Baba, whose timeless teachings will continue to inspire kindness to foster a brighter world. May his soul be welcomed back to heaven in the loving embrace of the divine.
Upon hearing of Sri Satya Sai Baba's passing, Supreme Master Chinghai asked that our association members please go and bring flowers, candles and condolences to the ashram where the Master passed away, with our love and prayers.
Save Our Planet. The Independent of the UK reports that over 50% of Brazil's Cerrado wilderness has been lost due to cattle farming and related agriculture, such as soybean farms being planted to feed livestock in Europe and China, with World Wildlife Fund encouraging reducing meat consumption to protect the environment.
Save Our Planet. Scientists of the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, warned that the mountain pine beetle, which due to conditions of climate change has destroyed pristine forests in the west of the country, has now been found to be spreading and could reach forests on the Atlantic coast.
Hello, I'm Rigo, the Red Deer, and this is my handsome son, Dindi.
We're trying to follow a delicious plant-based diet.
Today, we have a canine companion tip.
Always try to observe what your sweet friend is trying to tell you.
When possible, make decisions about activities based on your pal's temperament and preferences.
Right, Dad. For example, there may be a special game that she or he likes to play.
Sure, Dindi. With love and understanding, your relationship with your cherished dog friend will flourish.
Yeah. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
And now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Mongolia, the Mongolian version of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, became a bestseller in Mongolia on the first day of its release at the Internum Bookstore in Ulaanbaatar. In recognition of this phenomenal success, the director of Internum, Mr. Zodik Ingbat, honored Supreme Master Qinghai with a bestseller certificate. At the exciting ceremony, our association members presented editors of the Mongolian version of The Noble Wilds with special plaques and a copy of the best-selling book. In addition, they showed The Noble Wilds DVD.
Бол гайхаж исэн энэ номыг редакторлаад уншаад ингээд байж байхад Чанхай багш бол тэр амтан болгоны яг хөлийг мэддэг юм шиг өөр өөрөөр харьцаж байгаа. А нөгөөдүүл нь бол өөр өөрөөр хариулж байгаа. Тэр эргээд одоо информац гэж юм авч байгаа. Энэ нь бол их гайхамшигтай. Чанхай багшийн номыг одоо дэлхий дахин нүдэн нээж олж хараасай.
This book is for every reader because this book is full of love. The important thing is to love the animals. This is our duty.
It was a very great experience for me. I was very much honored.
I see this book, even I open this book. I feel the same feelings as I feel on the piano. I play music as a gift for the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Амттай хайрлаа. Our profound appreciation, Mr. Zorik Ingbat, and all those at Internum Bookstore for hosting this vibrant gathering. Also, our warm thankfulness, talented editors of the Mongolian version of The Noble Wilds. May beloved Supreme Master Qinghai's incredible best-selling books continue to inspire individuals around the world to help bring about a forever peaceful, loving, and compassionate planet.
In ecology news, Rwanda pledges to prioritize safeguarding the environment. The goal of the Green Project is to revitalize the nation's ecology by 2035. Planned initiatives include planting trees, restoring water systems, improving soil conditions, and practicing sustainable agriculture. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, will provide expert advice on the best methods to achieve a flourishing state of the natural surroundings. Our hats off, Rwanda, for your far-sighted green endeavor. May your exquisite land thrive in verdancy for eons to come with God's abundant blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, disadvantaged youth in Brazil are assisted through a microcredit program. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more superb news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amiable world. In community news, a young Brazilian woman serves underprivileged citizens through microcredit. At the age of 16, Ms. Alessandra Franca was inspired by Bangladeshi Dr. Muhammad Yunus, who was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work in providing microfinance to disadvantaged communities. Ms. Franca obtained a master's degree in business administration, or MBA, and gained work experience. Later, she was able to set up Parola Bank, which has used $33,000 to assist youth in the underserved area of Sorocaba near Sao Paulo to realize their dreams. Low interest rate loans are offered to enable small business entrepreneurship. Kudos, Ms. Franca, for your dedicated efforts. May your initiative keep helping many beautiful people to an enhanced standard of living and flourishing well-being.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Fewest Words.
A friend asked the other, "Whenever does your wife have the fewest words?" So the friend said, "In February." The first friend said, "But why?" The second friend said, "Because there are only 28 days.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am a regular viewer of Supreme Master Television on cable in Nigeria. I appreciate your channel so much. I like Supreme Master Qinghai's teachings. Raymond from Nigeria.
Supportive Raymond, it is wonderful to get your warm message. We wish you many hours of viewing satisfaction. May heaven bless you and all the pure-minded people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with celestial inspiration and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During his Easter message at the Vatican on Sunday, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI stated, "In the current conflict in Libya, may diplomacy and dialogue take the place of arms," as he also called for citizens across Africa and the Middle East, especially youths, to work for the common good.
US-based e-commerce company Amazon.com announces a new program called Kindle Library Lending, in which people with portable Kindle e-book readers can borrow books from more than 11,000 US public libraries.
The Bulgarian parliament approves new, more stringent penalties for anyone found to organize or participate in dogfighting.
International non-profit Save the Children wins a case in India's Supreme Court that results in a ban on children employed by traveling circuses, with the government being directed to rescue all youths under 14 from such work and to implement rehabilitation programs for their benefit.
In addition to completing the UK's London Marathon in just 3 hours and 45 minutes, 28-year-old runner and British research scientist Sam Robson continues his run to raise funds for epilepsy, jogging 99 miles through the night to his hometown.
To help wildlife in the wake of a huge fire covering nearly 200,000 hectares in the state of Coahuila, Mexico, the Environment and Natural Resources Secretariat is setting up feeding and water stations for wild turkey, deer and other affected animals.
In an effort to improve opportunity in China's preschool education system, enrollment preconditions to kindergartens, such as parent sponsorship or contribution fees beyond those approved by the government, are being banned.
The Russian Orthodox Church proposes alcohol and tobacco-free nightclubs where youths can go to read, have a cup of tea, and socialize with peers. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.